97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This is Wellness One, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health, your home for common sense, science-based health care. Here's your host, Dr. TJ Williams.
And welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Dr. TJ, and with me as always is Aaron.
Hi.
Today on the show, we are going to talk about supplementation and just kind of overall nutrition. I think there's a huge misconception out there in the world that, especially in this country, and I think it's being pushed. It's not really being pushed by doctors, but reinforced by doctors that it's possible to get all of our nutrition from food and all of our vitamins, minerals from the food that we eat, and unfortunately, that's just not true.
Right. I mean, I think it's just reinforcement of the thinking that supplementation is not necessary unless you need a prescription supplement, right? Like vitamin D, unless, you know, they prescribe that supplement to you, supplements in general are a waste, which is actually kind of funny because I've also heard numerous people say their doctors recommended they start eating Activia or something for probiotics. So, I mean, the recommendations are just insane to anyone who knows anything about nutrition and supplements.
Right. And unfortunately, it's no fault of the doctors because they're just not conventional doctors. They're just not taught. They have no real training in nutrition. And they just don't know.
And doctors, for the most part, that we talk to about this, admit that, right? I mean, they say, admittedly, they did not get hardly any training in nutrition in medical school, and then no continuing education because most of their continuing education is through pharmaceutical companies, and they're not going to teach anything about nutrition, right?
Right.
And so they don't know much about it, and yet I can't tell you how many people I know and even family members that have questions about nutrition or possible deficiencies, and I'll talk to them about it, and they'll say, well, my doctor said that that's not necessary. And I just want to scream because I'm like, I don't know why you believe your medical doctor is an authority on nutrition or supplements, but I guarantee you they know very little.
Very little. And, you know, like Aaron said, if you really get them in a room where they're able to just talk, they'll tell you, yeah, I have no idea, like, what to tell someone when they need, you know, B vitamins or whatever. All they really know anything about is they know how to test vitamin D, but they don't know really how to prescribe vitamin D to help someone's vitamin D levels come up. They know about B12. They don't ever check that. And they might know a little bit about, like, vitamin K. They might know a little bit about vitamin K because they've heard about the importance of vitamin K with vitamin D. And so maybe they throw a little bit out there, maybe they don't. And then, like Aaron said, you might get somebody telling, you know, them, hey, yeah, a probiotic could be beneficial for you, but I don't really know what to tell you to get or whatever. That's their standard answer is, well, yeah, you can. It's probably not going to hurt you, but I don't know what to tell you to take. Well, I mean,
I don't know. I've had a lot of people that say, you know, they've recommended I, you know, try to get probiotics. I, you know, eat Activia or take, you know, go get a probiotic supplement. What's the one? Culturelle. Go get that over the counter, especially if they've been prescribed an antibiotic. So I have to give the doctors credit to some extent to say, well, at least they get that if they've prescribed an antibiotic that the person, you know, may need probiotics after that. The problem is a lot of times I've heard that doctors have told them to take probiotics while they're taking an antibiotic, which is absolutely pointless because the antibiotic will win.
Yeah.
It's just going to wipe out anything good you're doing. So just that's a tidbit for anyone listening. You want to write this down. If you take an antibiotic, you do need to add in a probiotic afterwards. That should help, but do it afterwards. Don't do it while you're taking the antibiotic. It won't do you any good. You're totally wasting your money because the antibiotic will wipe it out. But I do think that doctors try to give some direction, but the direction they give to anyone who knows about supplementation and nutrition, it's crazy. I mean, you brought up vitamin D supplementation.
Yeah.
They will prescribe a vitamin D supplement. And here's what's crazy, and I think I've probably said this on the show before. If that vitamin D supplement was actually working, they would have to be retesting you frequently because you can become toxic in vitamin D. So the fact that doctors prescribe it and then never check you again or don't check you for a year or so tells you it doesn't work.
Yeah, we've had patients coming into the clinic that are on, you know, they're 50,000 IUs of vitamin D every week, and their vitamin D level hasn't moved but maybe 1 point. And we're picking on vitamin D a little bit because the national average for vitamin D level is 27. Medical range is from 30 to 100. That's considered normal. So with the national average being 27, as a nation, we're deficient in vitamin D. And a lot of people have this misconception that, oh, with vitamin D, I can just go out and get in the sun, and that's how I'm going to get my vitamin D. Wrong. It's not true. It's not true at all. Sunlight, ultraviolet light, activates things in the skin for your body to make it, but you still have to have all of the raw materials necessary to make vitamin D in your body. And so, and if you're going to get sunlight, it's got to be more than just a 10 minutes of sun on your face. You've got to be out in the sun for hours and hours and hours, practically naked, to get enough vitamin D that your body is making yourself from sunlight activation to keep your vitamin D levels
up. And without sunscreen.
And without sunscreen. I mean, the only population that I know of that hasn't had any problem with that is, or has higher levels, are track athletes. I spent a lot of time as one of the team doctors for the University of Arkansas, and I traveled exclusively with the track team. And even those athletes who, if none of you have ever been to a track practice or whatever, they wear very little clothing. They wear small shorts, small tops. Guys typically don't wear tops when it's warm out. And these guys, literally, they get their vitamin D checked, and their vitamin D level is 50. Well, while that seems like it's good, you don't get hormone benefits from vitamin D until vitamin D level is above 65. And so there are immune benefits as well. So with the national average being 27, that's okay. Yep, we need to get it up to at least where it's not, our national average is not low, but the problem is we've got to get enough vitamin D in our body where we can actually make hormones and properly. We get the hormonal effects where we actually get the immune effects. We need more vitamin D in our system, and you can't do that without supplementation. Unfortunately, you know, the 50,000 IUs every single week is not going to be enough to get you where you want to be. And that's just vitamin D. I mean, the rest of these things, it goes on and on and on and on and on. I mean, vitamin C, we have a recommended daily allowance of 90 and milligrams or 100 milligrams, whatever it is. It's pitiful. And then you have the Linus Pauling Institute. Linus Pauling is, you know, is a super smart guy. He was the guy that really was into high dose of vitamin C. The Linus Pauling Institute, through all of their research, actually figured out that humans need about 2,500 milligrams of vitamin C every single day of their lives to have enough vitamin C for proper optimal health function. So think about that. If you're trying to get that from food, that's the equivalent of eating 25 oranges every single day of your life from birth until death. And if you miss it, you're deficient. You need to make that up. So we really have poor definitions out there and poor belief systems when it comes to vitamins and minerals and how much our body really needs. Those dietary allowances, those RDAs, that's just what you need to not get the disease associated with whatever that nutrient is being deficient in your body. So that 100 milligrams or 90 milligrams of vitamin C that you need to get every single day is just to stop you from getting scurvy. It's not even close to what your body actually actually needs to function optimally. Now, if you just want to skirt by and not get scurvy, then by all means, take yourself, get your 90 milligrams of vitamin C every day.
But most people aren't even getting that.
Oh, no. So, you're right. Most people aren't. But, I mean, that this is why it makes a huge difference in, you know, this is, again, supplementation is a big piece of this puzzle. It's part of the reason why, you know, we founded Optimal Nutraceuticals before we even opened the clinic, because we knew that people needed high quality nutrition that provided them with forms that their body can absorb, and not relying on their body to convert things and manufacture things that we just don't have the raw materials to do it, because we need the vitamins and minerals in our body to actually be able to do these things.
Right. And I think that there is a huge misconception, as you had said, about what is actually needed for the body to function. And this, you know, guidance that doctors or, you know, you hear on media are giving, that the supplement companies are just trying to have you purchase things that you can't absorb and then you, like, just excrete. Because that just, I mean, haven't you heard that before? That
well, yeah, that's true to an extent, because the vast majority of supplements out there are the wrong form. They're not absorbable by humans. We can't actually convert them very well because our body is sick to begin with. So that's the vast majority of things out there. There are things that you can do when you go and look at your supplement bottle. There are things that you can do. We'll get into that in a bit. That you can actually tell, okay, am I getting a high enough quality supplement? If it's $5 for a 3-month supply, it's not a high enough quality. Sorry, I'm just sorry to bust your bubble. You know, buying, you know, 14,000 fish oil pills at Sam's for $10 you're getting terrible fish oil that's probably rancid. I mean, that's just the way that is.
Right. Yeah. Pretty much buying any of the supplements over the counter is going to be a problem for the most part.
Yeah.
It just, you'll get them for a lot cheaper, but they will be a much lower quality of supplement.
And you're likely not getting any benefit from them.
Right.
But we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll actually pick up and continue talking about quality of supplementation and things that you need to be looking for. You're listening to Wellness One. And welcome back to the show, everyone. If you're just tuning in today on the show, we are talking about nutrition and nutritional supplements, and we touched a little bit in the first segment that we would definitely want to expand upon. We touched upon supplement quality, and Aaron was just talking about how, you know, the quality matters, the form matters, and we wanted to talk just a minute about, like, okay, what does it look like when you look at the label? How do you know if you're getting quality nutrition?
And I just want to jump in before you get into that,
sure.
That there is only so much you can tell from a label. I mean, how many times have people come to me, I'm sure they come to you, with a bottle and they say, is this a good supplement? Right?
Right.
And there's only so much you can tell. So I do want, you know, you to go through reading the label and things you can tell. But the bottom line is that you don't know the quality of the supplement unless you know the manufacturing process, which is a huge reason why we started a supplement company.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't, there were brands of supplements that we believed to be extremely high quality. The labels looked great, and we were still having people have reactions. And it wasn't until we took control of the manufacturing process.
Not only that, but they weren't getting the results that we were after.
Like, no, you're right.
I base my stuff on results. If someone is taking we're going back to vitamin D, and I'm sorry that we're picking on vitamin D a lot, but if someone's taking vitamin D and their vitamin D is not going up, like, I'm literally checking vitamin D in the clinic on someone in 4 weeks because I expect their vitamin D to go from 19 to 60. Like, that's how fast it can go. It really, truly can. But what if it's not? Like, what's going on? Is it the quality of the product that they're taking, or is it, do they have something else going wrong? Like, rarely is it something else going wrong, but it almost always is the quality of the supplement. Because, you know, while I said in the first segment we founded this nutrition company, Optimal Nutraceuticals, I don't make people take my products. They can take whatever they want. But if you're not getting the results, well, I'm going to tell you, hey, guess what? Your results aren't where they should be. They
right,
be
and
better.
It's easier when patients take our product simply because if they aren't getting the results that they should be getting, we know it's an issue with inside, you know, within their body,
right.
Not an issue with the supplement. If they're taking a different supplement, then we have to say, well, let's switch you over to ours and we'll try it again because we don't know. Is it a problem with the supplement? Is it a problem that's going on internally where you're not able to process it and absorb what we need you to absorb?
Right. And, you know, there. And the sad thing is a lot of the stuff like that you can walk into the store and buy, the vast majority of that stuff is really not that great of a quality. Some of it is. I'm not taking away from some products. Some products are out there that are very high quality. But really and truly, there's a difference in price. Like you get what you pay for when it comes to nutritional supplements.
To an extent, because we also know of numerous brands that are more expensive and are not high quality. And
well,
we constantly see people that aren't getting the results, but they've got great marketing behind them.
Right.
And so it's hard to tell because a higher price does not equate to higher quality.
Right.
We know that a low priced supplement is not going to be high quality because we have been in, you know, dealing with the manufacturing for long enough that it isn't possible. We sell a ton of products and have been able to lower our price based on the amount that we're producing. And we could never get anywhere close to what some of these companies are selling their product for,
right.
Ever. I mean, we could be, you know, selling to the entire population. It will never get that low because right. It just costs too much to manufacture.
Right. You can't even buy the raw materials at that rate. So when you're looking at the label, so we can point out some things that I really pay attention to, and I go to the B vitamins a lot because a lot of products have B vitamins in them, and the B vitamins should have specific verbiage with them. You know, one of the big things with that is, so these labels, they'll have on there like vitamin A. And then they may give you a form. They'll have things like thiamine. They'll say riboflavin. It'll say niacin. It'll say vitamin B6. But it won't actually, that doesn't tell you anything because there are different forms of these vitamins. There are different types of these vitamins. It'll say calcium, right? But it won't tell you, is this calcium carbonate or calcium citrate or calcium malate? Is this magnesium, you know, citrate or magnesium oxide or magnesium glycinate or magnesium threonate? It won't tell you the form. And these forms really truly matter. And I pick on B vitamins a lot because B vitamins in reality are kind of expensive when you get the good stuff. Your vitamin B12 should say methylcobalamin on there. It should not say cyanocobalamin. Your vitamin B6 should say pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It should be phosphorylated. That's what that means. It should not say pyridoxal or pyridoxine acid or anything like that. It should actually have an activated form. And you can go and search like what is an activated form of you know, B2 or B5 or B6. That's really where it's hard for most people to notice or know like what's going on, because it will just say niacin. Well, is that niacinamide? Is that actually niacin? Is it, you know, inositol hexaniacinate? Like, you don't know. They'll hide behind just a trade name of niacin, and they won't actually tell you what's in there. And those things, they have different effects, or they have no effect, right? Some of these things have no effect really in the human body because you can't do anything with it. So you really have to pay attention to the labeling. And if you're taking high quality products, it's going to say, hey, this is what the activated form. It's going to tell you exactly what form is on there. As opposed to hiding behind things like, you know, vitamin E, Vitamin E is another one that they'll hide behind. And then they'll put on there, maybe they put the form as DL alpha tocopherol. Well, that's a completely unusable form of vitamin E in the body. It needs to be, you know, you need to have tocopherols and tocotrienols if you really want to have a vitamin E. And then you need to have different forms, the alpha, beta, gamma, delta forms. Like, I'm getting off into nerd land here, but this really truly matters if you're wanting to optimize your health. If all you're wanting to do is just feel like you're doing something and take a supplement every day that's just like a rock that you're swallowing, okay, knock yourself out. If you want to actually optimize your health, you really have to pay attention to what is really truly in the supplement that you're taking and what form is it.
Right, and I agree with that to an extent, but I also think that it's not a zero-sum game if you are taking a supplement that is not good. Because it isn't something that your body should have to process. You know, I mean, your body is doing all sorts of things. Do you want it to spend energy trying to process something that you shouldn't have put it in, you know, put in it in the first place instead of doing the functions it's supposed to do? It's not like you can take it and there is no effect. And a lot of times these cheaper supplements are substituting what should be in the product for things that you shouldn't be taking anyway. Now, that's not to say that it's going to be completely toxic or it's going to harm you. You're going to have some sort of acute reaction. But over time, all of that takes a toll on the body. And, you know, you multiply that by several different supplements that you've decided to get over the counter, and that can have a real effect. Especially if you've got other health conditions going on, you're more likely to react to fillers and things in these products that shouldn't be in there. And it can result in a huge difference when you switch over to quality supplements.
Very well said. That it's so true. So forms of nutrients matter. You know, we've picked on vitamin D. Another one that we can pick on is vitamin C. Vitamin C, you know, comes in several different forms. Ascorbic acid, then there's, you know, the newer types of things. Well, not necessarily newer, but there's ascorbic acid. There's buffered vitamin C that is buffered with some sort of, you know, potassium, magnesium, things like that. They have some minerals in there to buffer the quote-unquote acid that's in there. It's a little more gentle on the stomach. Some people just have a really hard time just taking ascorbic acid. But then there's liposomal vitamin C. We carry a liposomal vitamin C in Optimal. We actually carry several different liposomal products, vitamin C and glutathione and liposomal CoQ10. We have a liposomal curcumin. Like these things, these liposomes are much easier to absorb. You absorb them almost on contact, and they can really increase your blood levels of those nutrients much faster and much easier than actually taking a pill form and your body having to digest it. I mean, these liposomal forms, you're absorbing that while it's in your mouth. It's just passing right through. It's a transdermal absorption. It's not actually having to always go through your gut to get absorbed through first pass metabolism, which causes you to lose a significant amount of nutrition. And so again, form matters. I can't impress upon you enough how important it is to really pay attention to the quality and the supplement that you're buying. You're better off taking a more high quality supplement than sacrificing and just, you know, spending a couple of bucks to pick up a bottle of whatever. Don't be afraid to spend a little more to get a much higher quality. Your body will thank you in the long run.
Right. But I feel like we're giving them conflicting information. And maybe I know that, you know, we're needing to take a break. Maybe we get into that next, because I feel like on the one hand, we're saying it's really hard to tell on the label, and higher price does not mean necessarily higher quality. And then we're saying make sure you pay attention to quality. So maybe let's kind of break that down, because I think it sounds conflicting when we've talked about it.
Fair enough. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the show, everyone. If you're just tuning in today, we've been talking about nutrition and nutritional supplements. And before the break, Aaron was identified that, you know, what we were talking about maybe sounds conflicting. So she was going to kind of clear that up a little bit for people before we go on through everything.
All right. Okay. I was actually setting it up for you to clear up, but I will do it.
See the thumps. That was that bus where I threw you under the bus right there.
No, I mean, I'll say what my opinion is and you can jump in if you want to. The way I see it, you know, we were saying, make sure that you're getting a high quality supplement. You shouldn't spend your money at all if you're getting a low quality, because not doing any good and it could actually be harming you. And then we were also saying there's no real way to tell by looking at a supplement like how good the supplement is, right? So I just don't want people to be listening and saying, okay, well, what am I supposed to do with that? That doesn't help. So maybe you have better guidance. I was kind of just pointing out the conflicting information, but I'll be honest, I don't know what the answer is other than we couldn't figure it out completely either, which is why we started a supplement company. So, I mean, if I don't know, TJ, if you've got a better answer than I do, but I feel like I get this question a lot where people will say, well, look at this label. Like, how is this? Is it a good product? And I can say, yeah, it has good forms in it. I can't tell you for sure, because until you take control of the manufacturing, you don't know if it's a good product or not.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I think, like, basically everything else, it's knowing, it's trusting who is behind the product, right? Who is actually behind the product? Who is telling you that this is something that could be beneficial for you? That, I think, is just as important as anything else, because there's a lot of business, shall we say, in the world is done based on trust. Like, you trust that your car manufacturer is the car manufacturer that you go to. I mean, this is why families have bought the same car all the way through. They just keep having the new model, the new model, the new model, the new model. Maybe it's 10 years down the road, but they stick with what they like and what they know and what they trust until their trust is broken. And I think part of this show, if people are wondering if their products are quality, they're sitting here questioning now, like, well, do I really trust what's on this label? Because now I actually have some ammo to look at this label and say, well, the B vitamins, it doesn't say if they're activated or not. Well, I don't know about this. Like, do I need to look for something different? Like, that's all I think this really truly is.
Right. Well, and I think you made a good point. So I had just someone I met the other day, and I was being introduced, and we're kind of talking about what I did. You know, the fact that I'm an attorney full time, but I also have this clinic and have a supplement company, and I'm in the process of starting an additional business. And they said, oh, you really have an entrepreneurial spirit. And I thought, I never had someone say that. But I mean, the honest truth is that no, I don't feel like I do. I feel like I have seen holes in the market that needed to be filled, that I wanted to be filled. And I assumed that if I was needing this, other people were needing it too. I never set out to become a business owner. It just kind of happened because I didn't feel like a need was met by anyone else. And I think that is, you know, what's really started us on this road is, you know, we're going to do it and do it right, 'cause I can't trust that anyone else is. And that's not to say that there are not other companies, there aren't other functional medicine clinics out there that are doing things right, or other supplement companies out there that are doing things right. But we couldn't find what we needed out there until we took control of the entire process, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. So another question that we get a lot is, what's, you know, I'll carry on a conversation like Aaron. I talk to a lot of people. It's kind of in my nature. Hence, this is kind of why we have a radio show. I like to talk, if you didn't know that already. And
it's just funny to hear you say that, because I am a total introvert. So I am the exact opposite. You won't really hear me talk a lot except on the radio show.
Yes, that is true. But on the other hand, I will talk to anybody, and I tell people what we do and the fact that, you know, I have a clinic and that we founded this supplement company. And then almost invariably, people will ask, well, what's a supplement that I should be taking? And I'm like, well, so I had to think about this for a long time because my initial answer was always, well, you know, it kind of depends on what you have going on. That's not really the answer anymore, because now what I believe is that everyone could benefit from a handful of things. And I think that everyone could benefit from a super high quality multivitamin. This is a high quality multivitamin is not something that you can fit in one pill, just so you know. If you're wondering if your multivitamin is high enough quality, if it is only one pill in a dose, it is not. You need multiple pills, four or five, six of them.
Hold on, before you move on to that, I also want to say that some people have trouble taking multiple pills, multiple multivitamins in a day. We've had that. You can spread them out, but it's better taking one or two of a high quality than it is taking, you know,
one where they've tried to cram everything into
or,
one pill.
You know, 6 to 8 of a low quality, you know, because we've had people say, well, okay, well, I'll just take a number of them. And you need to make sure that it's a high quality multivitamin.
And then another one I think everyone can benefit from is vitamin C. Humans can't make vitamin C. Most other mammals can. There's only a handful of mammals on the planet that can't manufacture their own vitamin C, so we have to get it from diet. That's a conversation for a different show, but maybe we'll get into that at some point.
I do want to say, if anyone has a pet out there, like if you've had, because we always say that when our dogs have had minor surgeries, they heal so fast and they heal, you know, really well. There's because their body is able to manufacture vitamin C. That's just a clear cut example if anyone has been through that.
That is correct. And so, again, there are different forms of vitamin C. I tend to start out recommending liposomal vitamin C for people. I think that that's the most highly absorbed form, and it works well, and you can take less of that. And for the most part, liposomals are liquids. There are some out there that are pills, but I feel the best ones are liquids, which is why we have a liquid liposomal line. I think everyone could.
And those are good for kids.
Oh, yeah, the kids. We haven't even gotten into what our kids.
Right, but liposomals, you know, any liquids are easier for, you know, you to give to kids, obviously, than capsules, something they have to swallow.
Yeah, both of our kids take a couple of grams of vitamin C every single day. Then there's omegas. I think high-quality omegas really, truly matter. Another one, like we said before, is vitamin D. There are different forms of vitamin D. If you're having trouble absorbing vitamin D, make sure you're getting your vitamin D levels checked. But there's a form of vitamin D out there called micellized vitamin D. That's one of the forms of vitamin D that we carry. We have different strengths, and one of the forms is a micellized vitamin D. It's a water-soluble vitamin D, so it's much easier to absorb. And then the last one out there is a probiotic. Probiotic is probably, of these five, is probably the most controversial, because sometimes people have such disturbed guts that if they take a probiotic, it actually can make their make them bloated or uncomfortable. If that's you, then you need to get to a functional medicine practitioner and have your gut assessed, because something is wrong. Otherwise, I think a probiotic is beneficial. So that's just five to start. I mean, you know, we keep adding products to our line because we understand, you know, we've come up with another idea or we have another thing, and we're like, okay, we gotta be able to have this for someone because they may need it. So that's a simple place to start. And if you don't know where else to start, start with a multivitamin and vitamin C. You cannot go wrong. I thought Erin had something to say there, but clearly she understands that we are about time for another break. So we've got to take another break. When we come back, we're going to continue on talking about dietary supplements and their benefits for you. You're listening to Wellness One. And welcome back. If you're just tuning in, we have been talking about nutrition and nutritional supplements during today's show. And over this last break, Erin and I were talking about how we wanted to kind of close out the show. And she brought up, you know, questions that we get regarding some of the specialty products that we have within the Optimal Nutraceuticals family of products. And one of those is colostrum powder and PRP spray. These are two products that are very similar. These are some immune support products. Colostrum powder is it's kind of, we kind of jokingly tell people it's kind of like an immune system in a can. It helps to modulate your immune system to keep things in balance. The main one of the big active ingredients in there is proline rich polypeptides, and it's these proline rich polypeptides that really are the magic behind what's going on. They really help the immune system keep in balance, so we can keep the, you know, if the immune system is functioning too much, it can help calm that down, and it can support that way. And if it's underactive, it can support it to improve activity. And I mean, colostrum is something that we have literally put in our kids' milk and their breast milk from birth, and PRP spray as well. In fact, our kids will literally walk to the fridge and ask us, can I have some spray? They just call their PRP spray, just spray. And we'll get it out, and I'll just spray it directly in their mouths, and we go on about our day. We have it first thing in the morning, and anytime they ask for it throughout the day, it's delicious. They love it. You know, we utilize it in the house a ton. That's just, you know, one of the things that we do with our family and with our kids, along with the liposomal vitamin C and the D3 micellized that we use for the kids, and ourselves as well. And so those things are great. Another one that we really utilize a lot, for clients in our office, and that we throw out to a lot of people, is collagen. Collagen has gotten lots and lots of press, but really and truly, not all collagen is created equal. And it really, truly matters with collagen, because, you know, collagen is one of these things that, like, our body is made up of collagen. We're, you know, most of our tissue in our body is collagen. But bioactive collagen peptides are really, really matter. And these things are tiny. And I talk about the size of collagen and the size of that particle. They, you know, the precise length of these things and the molecular weight is what allows for absorption, transport, and accumulation that can target your connective tissues, right? This really matters, because what we're seeing in the clinic and what we're seeing in literature is that we're seeing a little bit of a rise in gout. And so this gets this whole thing, and I don't really want to go into it. This is a purine metabolism. It's a protein metabolism thing. And, you know, if it's not that, and a lot of times these people have increased their protein consumption somehow, some way, and a lot of times they're fortifying it with collagen. Now, I'm not saying that collagen is causing this. I'm just saying it creates issues. And the other thing that we see are, on testing, we're seeing people having very high oxalate production in their body. This is a big thing, because that's one thing that collagen peptides can do if you're taking a high dose of collagen, in that because of the molecular weight, so that causes you to have a bigger dose, you can increase oxalate production. And people try to figure out, like, well, how do I decrease oxalate production? I'm like, well, you have to, you know, decrease, you know, cut out high oxalate foods. That's a lot of green leafy things, a lot of really healthy things for you have lots of oxalates. But then, you know, through conversation, I'm like, wait, are you taking some collagen? And invariably the answer is yes. I'm like, okay, you have to stop the collagen. And they're like, well, I need to take collagen because it helps my knees, or it helps this, or it helps that. I'm like, okay, well, you need to change the form of collagen that you're taking. You need to take a collagen that has a lower molecular weight, that has a lower dose of collagen, but a higher quality of collagen. With this stuff, the trademark name that we have in our product is called Fortigel. It's very specific. There are studies that talk about the bioactive collagen peptides that are in it, about these certain specific peptides and how they are what comprise connective tissue, and that's what this stuff is. And so, again, this goes back to the same thing that we were talking about in, I think, segments 2 and 3, especially in 2, when we were talking about the, you know, conflicting information out there of, oh, these things are good. Well, how can I tell from my label, you know, whether or not something is high quality? Well, this is, again, one of those things where you've got to trust the manufacturing process and, you know, who is actually doing these doing this stuff and recommending this stuff, because it quality and form of these things really truly matter.
Right. And I think I get frustrated because I see a lot on Instagram, these influencers. There are two brands specifically that I see all over Instagram being promoted, and we know that they don't work as well. And so it just, you need to be thinking about who you're taking the advice from, because they're, just because there are a lot of people promoting it on social media does not mean it's a great form and that it's going to offer you much benefit.
And it may benefit, it may benefit a certain population. I mean, you know, if a lot of things work better in people who are younger and healthier,
right,
than they do in our sedentary population. And so, I mean, that's a big deal with people who are, you know, out of shape, sedentary, have pre-existing health conditions, they've got heart disease and high blood pressure, and their liver doesn't work as well as it could, and they've got diabetes, and they've got, you know, now it really starts to matter, because you're set up to create problems by taking less lower quality supplements as opposed to, you know, spending a little extra money and taking a little higher quality product, or knowing that what you're taking is a significantly higher quality product. So, I mean, I don't envy any of you out there trying to maneuver through this path. It's a difficult road to figure out what's a good quality and what's not. You know, I have patients that ask me all the time. Some of the things that they're taking are perfectly fine. They're high quality. I know who is making them. I know what the, you know, product is. I know the company. Sometimes I know the owners of the company. Like, it's just the way that works. And yeah, those are high quality products because I know how they've founded their company. But there are so many things out there, so many products out there that are just such poor quality. And are really, you're doing yourself a disservice when you're taking those things.
And it's reason hard. Why supplement companies get a bad rap, right?
Yes.
I mean, why supplements in general have people saying, oh, they don't work.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the quality ones do. It's just there's so many subpar out there. So that's about all the time that we have for today. I hope you've enjoyed the show. We basically took notes, and I thought of about 10 other shows that we can do based out of this show. So there'll be more nutrition information coming for sure. If you want more information, please visit our website, inhstl.com. The supplement website is optimalforlife.com. Either the number four or spell it out. It's either way works. If you want to follow Aaron on Instagram, Aaron is at aaron.k.flynn. I am at Dr. TJ Williams. The clinic is at INHSTL, and the Optimal is at Optimal for Life. Please email us if you have any questions. We do our best to respond to all the emails and answer questions when we can.
What's the email address?
I was just getting ready to say that. info@INHSTL.com. And feel free to call us, 314-293-8123. We love to hear from you. We appreciate you, and we appreciate your support. If you enjoy the podcast, please share it with everyone. We just are trying to get the message out there of health and wellness and functional medicine, and how much, you know, things can be helped and can be better if we all just take a step in, you know, taking control of our own health. For Aaron, I'm Dr. TJ. This has been Wellness One. Thanks for listening.
Get more at 971talk.com.